You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome into Locked On SEC. Great to have you guys along on today's show. Our previews and predictions for week four in the conference. We'll give you our picks on what to watch for in Saturday's games across the SEC. Also, we'll catch up with our buddy Lynn Scarborough of Lindy Sports to get his thoughts on some of the games happening this week. And lastly, we'll also talk with college football analyst Taylor McHarg, get his thoughts on the Arkansas A&M game, as well as Matt Corral's Heisman chances. I'm Chris Gordy. Thanks for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Appreciate it. Remember, you can get Locked On SEC for free and available on all platforms, including YouTube and at LockedOnSEC.com, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, tons to get into. Let's jump right into it. All right, let's jump into the games happening this weekend, your SEC Week 4 lines, and all of our lines coming from our friends at BetOnline.ag. We start with Ole Miss. Obviously, they're off this week, so only team in the SEC not playing. Everybody else is active. So we start with the early games at 12 p.m. Eastern. And I'll be giving you the game times on where the game's taking place. 12 p.m. Eastern on SEC Network. It is Georgia at Vanderbilt. An interesting game. Georgia is a 35.5-point favorite. Really looking forward to seeing Georgia's defense against this struggling Vanderbilt team. Georgia quarterback JT Daniels talked this week about the oblique issues he's been dealing with. He said it went back to preseason camp and got worse in the Clemson game. He did say he is getting better and better, seemed to play really well last week in the win over South Carolina. I just feel like Georgia can name their number this week. I mean, Ken Seals has struggled this year, quarterback for Vandy, been up and down, I think three touchdowns, three picks. He's really going to struggle this week against this Georgia front. I've got to take Georgia minus the 35.5. I just feel like Vandy isn't going to score many points, if at all. Eastern Tennessee, keep in mind, held them to just 3 points in week one. I know they were able to put up some points on Stanford last week, but I just feel like Vanderbilt is not very good. Clark Lee has got his work cut out for him. And, question is, what do you think Georgia's going to do to them? Georgia scored 56 on UAB. They scored 40 on South Carolina. I'd go something like Georgia 45-3. They'll cover those 35.5. Next up, LSU at Mississippi State. LSU just a 2.5-point favorite. This line has moved a little bit. I mean, early on in the week, I think it was just LSU by a point. So LSU now 2.5-point favorites, 11 a.m. Central on ESPN. Big news yesterday for LSU as word came out that their stud cornerback, Derek Stingley Jr., not likely to play in this one. Yesterday, Coach O said Stingley re-aggravated an injury, leaving him very questionable for the game. LSU did just get back DB Dwight McLaughlin last week, so they will lean on him opposite Eli Ricks to cover the bevy of Mississippi State receivers. They got a lot of them. Offensively, Ogeron said he told his quarterback Max Johnson this week to take care of the football. The cowbells will be out and loud. I think this one ends up being a shootout. I felt all week like this was a game that LSU should win, but will they? Mike Leach and the Bulldogs are licking their wounds after falling to Memphis last week, but quarterback Will Rogers has played very well. I'm going to play it safe, and I'll say LSU wins late on a field goal, game-winning field goal. So I'll say something like LSU 37-35. LSU wins, but they don't cover the 2.5. I know that's a little bit of a cop-out, but if I had to bet the line, I'd take Mississippi State plus the 2.5. Missouri at Boston College. Missouri, a 1.5-point road favorite. This one at 12 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. A weird matchup for Mizzou. They've run the ball well this year with Tyler Beatty. Connor Bazelak has had a nice season as well. Boston College lost their starting quarterback already this season, but they have a good seasoned backup in Dennis Grozel. Let's just take Missouri to win and cover the 1.5. Haven't watched a lot of BC this year. I like Missouri's defense to get in there, create some pressure, get after it. So we'll take Mizzou to cover and win. Next up, 3 p.m. Central on SEC Network. It's Georgia State at Auburn. Auburn, a 27.5-point favorite. This is a get-right game for Auburn, both offensively and defensively. We know they can run the ball and run it well. Have to see Bo Nix get back to throwing the ball well and be more accurate. Struggled at times last week in the loss at Penn State. It's a tough line. I think Auburn will look to put up a crooked number. and hopefully cover the 27.5. Georgia Southern, they lost a couple weeks ago to North Carolina, 59-17. I could see something similar from Auburn this weekend. Getting into our night games, Kentucky is at South Carolina. The Wildcats, a 5.5-point road favorite, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. South Carolina is going to be down one of their receivers hosting Kentucky. Shane Beamer revealed yesterday the team will be without receiver Xavier Leggett after he was involved in a traffic incident. Leggett did not record a catch yet this season, but he has been productive in previous seasons. The key in this one for me, Kentucky's had a dominant, dominant play from their offensive line. South Carolina DC Clayton White said this week, Kentucky's O-line has size. They're just really, really good. Kentucky's a more balanced team this year. They've shown they can run the ball well. They can throw it with Will Levis. Earlier this week, I was leaning South Carolina at home because I feel like they're going to bring it with that atmosphere. They're going to be loud. But I think now Kentucky plays well, and I'll take the Wildcats minus the 5. This one is a game that Kentucky has got to win if they're going to take that next step this season. Shane Beamer and his team are ailing a little bit after that loss to Georgia last week. So I'll take Kentucky to win and cover the 5. Don't disappoint me, Wildcats. Next up, Tennessee is at Florida. Tennessee, a 19-point underdog on the road in the Swamp. This one will be at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Still questions about the Tennessee quarterback spot. Josh Heupel told the media yesterday they are not leaning toward playing two quarterbacks on Saturday. He said quarterback Joe Milton has practiced this week, but didn't say if he would start. My safe money would say the Vols start Hendon Hooker and likely play him the entire game. Why rush back Milton? And by the way, Milton was not very accurate when he was playing, overthrowing guys left and right, wide open receivers. So stick with Hendon Hooker. He played well these past couple weeks. We know Florida's run game is really good this season. They were good last week against Alabama. The Vols, they've actually been pretty good against the run so far, but Josh Heupel said they have got to eliminate giving up big plays in the passing game. I think we could see Anthony Richardson back this week for Florida with some design plays behind Emory Jones. I think Florida's going to win the game, but I might lean towards a late backdoor cover for the Vols plus the 19. I could see them losing something like 41-24. I think the Vols cover those 19 points because Heupel wants to score points. They'll give up points, but they're going to score. Last night game, we got Southern Miss at Alabama. Alabama, a 45.5-point favorite. This one will be on 6:30 Central on SEC Network. Alabama looking to use this as their tune-up game for a dangerous Ole Miss team next week. Saban, talking with the media yesterday, said he would equate Southern Miss's defense to an SEC-type defense. That's a quote. He said how they've played so far this year, said some have overlooked how statistically good they've been. For the record, Southern Miss gave up 31 points in week one to South Alabama in a loss and gave up 21 to Troy in a loss last week. Not exactly lights out. Have to think Alabama's going to want to run the ball. They're averaging just 132 rush yards per game. That is really low for Alabama standards. That's third to last in the SEC, just ahead of LSU and Mississippi State. Mississippi State don't even try to run the ball. LSU hasn't even really tried to run the ball this year. They don't have running backs. I know they're going to want to get Bryce Young going because they know they're probably going to be in a shootout with Ole Miss next week. But get back to your identity of running the football, Alabama. Do it and do it well. Southern Miss, not a good football team. I think 45.5 is a lot of points. Give me Southern Miss plus those points. They will get a cover late. All right, let's get into our game of the week.
Game of the week.
And it's Texas A&M versus Arkansas. Arkansas is a 5-point underdog. It's your 2:30 Central CBS game. Sam Pittman said, you're going to lose a few battles on both sides of the ball, but it's going to be about who can sustain it for 60 minutes, who can make a play when you got to make a play. He said, I like how our guys have played all year. For Texas A&M, Zach Calzada will be making his second career start, the first versus a top 25 team. Jimbo Fisher said he thinks Calzada can make the plays he needs to because he battled all offseason with Haynes King in a really competitive quarterback competition. I think it comes down to who can run the ball and who can stop the run. If A&M is forced to throw the ball at all, I think Calzada makes a mistake, throws an interception or two. I think Arkansas grabs the lead and they run the football. KJ Jefferson has got to make a couple throws in this one. Get Treylon Burks the ball. Let him go to work. I like Arkansas plus the 5. If the Aggies win it, maybe it's just by a field goal. I take the Razorbacks to cover those points. Barry Odom really has his defense playing well. The Aggies playing good defense under Mike Elko, but they have not run the ball as well as they would have liked to this year. Five of the last seven matchups in this one have been decided by one score. Give me Arkansas plus the five, and if you're feeling frisky, take Arkansas to win outright. All right, there you have it. Those are our picks for week four in the SEC. Thanks again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Coming up next, we're going to talk all things SEC with our buddy Lynn Scarborough from Lindy Sports. That is next. Need to take a minute here to remind you guys about our friends over at Built Bar. Built Bar gives you the freedom of choice. What is that? Choose from any of their nine delicious flavors. They've got tons of different flavors from coconut to raspberry to mint brownie, cherry barcia, double chocolate, salted caramel, tons of them. There's something for everyone. And if you haven't tried them all, I recommend you order a mixed box where you get two of each of their nine flavors. Not only are Built Bars the best tasting, but they're healthy as well. 17 to 18 grams of protein packed into each bar, only 130 calories in many of them, 4 grams sugar, 4 grams net carbs. You can't go wrong. Great alternative if you're leaving the gym. You don't want to do the smoothie. You don't want to do this or that. Grab a Built Bar. Great alternative to get the protein into your diet. Go to BuiltBar.com right now. Use our promo code LOCKED15. If you've never ordered from before, you'll get a 15% off. A discount off your order when you use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Go check them out today. All right, rolling along here, Locked On SEC, and one of our favorite segments every week is when we get to spend a couple minutes with our buddy Lynn Scarborough from Lindy's Sports. He was up at Auburn-Penn State covering that last weekend, and he joins us now. Punch him up here. Lynn, how you doing, man? Just a quick thought on the team that is off this week, the Ole Miss Rebels. They've got a big game coming up next week against Alabama. You have just a quick thought on the Rebels. They look to be pretty good this season.
Yeah, Ole Miss. They're good. They are good. And the difference this time is their defense. Their defense isn't great, but it doesn't have to be. When you're averaging 600 yards a game, it doesn't have to be. And they averaged 555 last year, but they gave up over 500, and that's the difference. Is this defense isn't great, but it's a heck of an improvement, at least so far, over what they did last year, and that's why you see them doing better.
Well, speaking of good defenses, Lynn, how good is this Georgia defense? They are a better team overall right now. Obviously, the way that they've been playing, I mean, offensively and defensively, they seem to be pretty darn good. And some people are saying that they're a better team than Alabama right now when it comes to the SEC. But just overall thoughts on this Georgia defense so far.
Well, Georgia, I mean, I'm obviously very impressed with Georgia. And they may be the best team in the SEC right now if Ole Miss isn't. But Georgia, they're still – and comparative scores don't mean anything, because one week you can look great and the next week you can look like a junior high school team. But, Georgia didn't score an offensive touchdown on Clemson. Well, that's tough. That's at Clemson. They're a good team. But Clemson is not the Clemson that it was the last couple of years. And, they ran up big numbers on South Carolina, but South Carolina's quarterback is one of their former coaches. And then and never heard anything happen, like that. I'm sold on Georgia's being a very good team, but I don't think Georgia's unbeatable. We'll see what they do in the next, in the next few weeks. Their defense obviously is very strong, and they're one of the teams in the SEC that's got more than one good quarterback. I mean, Stetson Bennett was good. They bring back JT Daniels. They're good. And, this sound kind of like Florida was, other than the fact that Emory Jones played every play, I think, last week for Florida. And Finley at Auburn that did play at LSU, and Bo Nix played every play at Penn State. That's not a criticism, because on the last play that Florida had the ball, they had a chance to tie it and put it to overtime. And on the last play that Auburn had the ball, they had a chance to tie it and put it to overtime. So both quarterbacks did pretty well, and both teams did pretty well, even though they lost. But, you got a number of teams that have got really good quarterback situations.
Well, that was my next question. I know you were up at Penn State this past Saturday covering Auburn. What was the atmosphere like, and what did you learn about Auburn in the loss?
Well, it's a, and I don't know if you read my column yet, but I've got a column posted on Lindy's website. I hope people will read it. That might not have, you can go into the website or you can go into my Facebook and see it. I think it's the, and I've covered, this is going to sound ridiculous, but I've covered somewhere in the neighborhood of 600, 650, 700 games, in my career. And this was the best, I'm going to call it a road environment because people know I cover the SEC primarily, although we are nationwide. And Auburn is one of the teams that I cover for Lindy's. I got two or three that I do, and Auburn's my alma mater, so I cover Auburn. But it's the best away game road atmosphere I've ever attended. And I believe for what they say, the Penn State whiteout, I believe it's real. I heard on game day, Herb Street said he thought Penn State whiteout was the best home field advantage anywhere, and Corso came in and said no, he thought LSU was. Well, I've now been to a Penn State whiteout, and I've covered many games in Baton Rouge, and while Baton Rouge absolutely gives a huge home field advantage for LSU, it doesn't top what I saw Saturday night. I'll tell you what, I was in the press box and three different times. This is 109,000 people, and they had 75,000 white shakers. I mean, that's probably not an exaggeration. There might have been 30,000 seats that didn't have a white shaker. But it's a sea of white. And there were three different times when the press box shook. It swayed the way that you do when you're in tall buildings, or the way I hear that they do when you're having an earthquake. And the guy sitting on my press row, you know, we were looking at each other like, whoa, do you feel that? I mean, they've got a sizable press box. And it was enough that the press box was moving and shaking. It was one heck of an atmosphere. Really, one reason I'm a little bit higher on Auburn, because they withstood that, and it was a even Stephen ball game. I mean, they had 20 yards difference, and I think Penn State had 20 more yards offense. Auburn had two more first downs and maybe two more minutes of time of possession. It was an even Stephen ball game. I mean, it was right down to the end where it could have gone to overtime. But it was a really, really – and the people up there, very impressive. I mean, they're hospitable. They're friendly, helpful, welcoming. It's, you know, welcoming. I no telling how many people just me walking around. I didn't have on Auburn stuff. I had on my Lindy's. The other people saying, hey, you're out of town. We appreciate y'all being here. So it was a really, really, really good football experience. I also went to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the terrorists brought the plane down. And I refer to that in my column, too. That's a moving – experience. I encourage anybody that's up in that part of Pennsylvania, lay aside a couple of hours to go over and go to that memorial.
Yeah, no doubt. Lynn Scarborough of Lindy Sports joining us here. One more for you, Lynn. Do you think Arkansas can pull off the upset over Texas A&M and Dallas on Saturday?
Yes, I think Arkansas will win. I don't mean it ugly. I know we've got more Texas A&M people in the audience now than we do Arkansas, and I'm still high on A&M. But, you know, comparative scores mean nothing. But Colorado Texas A&M went to Colorado, and they only score a touchdown with like 2 minutes left in the game to barely eke out a win over Colorado. Well, Minnesota goes to that same Colorado field 1 week later. Did y'all see the score and the statistics in that ball game? That was Colorado had 68 yards offense in the entire game. They had minus 20-something rushing. That was a complete and total demolition of the same Colorado team that played even Steven with Texas A&M and came within 2 minutes of beating them on the same field the week before. Now, you know, A&M may come out this next week and beat Arkansas 40-0 and look like the team that they've been ranked to be. But right now, based on what A&M has done so far, to me, they haven't been the number five team in the country. And Arkansas is one of the surprises. Hey, if Arkansas beats A&M, then they're four games into the season, and they've already beaten the two major powers in the state of Texas. They'll have already beaten Texas and Texas A&M if they do that. Now, they've still got a difficult schedule to go, as does LSU, as does Auburn. The ESPN put out the five toughest schedules remaining in the country of the remaining games. Auburn's got the toughest schedule in the country still to go. LSU's third and Arkansas's fifth. So, but that's what happens when you play in the SEC West or play in the SEC period, much less the SEC West. But yeah, I like – I like Arkansas to win the ball game. And I think the two dark horses right now, you want to talk about when the SEC is really showing its dominance. I don't know it's ever done it more than now. You've got 14 teams in the SEC. Seven of them are ranked in the top 23. Five of the seven in the Western Division are ranked right now at the same time, and LSU's getting votes. The only team that's not in the top, not ranked, is Mississippi State, and they arguably had a ripoff against the Memphis in the Memphis game, or they would have won that. So, and then you got Georgia and Florida on the other side, and Kentucky up until this week when they almost lost to Chattanooga. Kentucky was looking the same. So, I don't know when the SEC has been this strong overall, balanced overall. And Alabama comes within; they get a 21-3 lead on Florida, and just choke it away and get outplayed the whole rest of the ball game. And if Florida doesn't miss their first extra point, an unforced error, if they don't miss their first extra point, then they kick the extra point there at the end of the ball game and tie it, and Florida may win that game. So they call it football, and you think that an extra point doesn't matter. Well, if Florida had that extra point back, Alabama might not be undefeated today.
No doubt. Lynn Scarborough, lindysports.com. Lynn, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much. We'll do it again soon.
Okay, talk to you next week.
All right, that's Lynn Scarborough of Lindy Sports. We appreciate him taking some time. Thanks again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. When we return, we're going to catch up with college football analyst Taylor McHarg. That's coming up next. Need to take a minute to remind you guys about betonline.ag. We are back and better than ever. All eyes on the football field into the NFL season, most importantly into the college football season. And BetOnline, as always, is your number one spot for all things pro and college football action this season. They got a new updated website, new interface, really easy to use. They got even more props, odds, and contests. BetOnline.ag, they continue to be your number one source for everything football. Just head to their website right now. You can do so on your mobile device. Sign up today. Receive a 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up when you use the promo code NFL100. They got you covered from college football to NFL baseball playoffs right around the corner, Vegas casino games, whatever you want. BetOnline, they got it for you. The fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, they are your online sportsbook experts. Go check them out today. Going along here, Locked On SEC, getting you guys ready for week four of the SEC. Already gave you our predictions and picks for the weekend, but we love talking with our analysts. Talked to Lynn Scarborough from Lindy Sports. Now we spend just a couple of quick minutes with our buddy Taylor McHarg, college football analyst. He's been doing it for a while, played college football at the quarterback spot, and he joins us now. Taylor, I know we don't have you for very long, so let's just start here, man. Which game intrigues you the most this weekend in college football in the SEC?
I think it's A&M Arkansas, because that one has, it's got SEC West implications, and Arkansas, this is really the win over Texas was, okay, maybe this team is for real. Now we're really going to find out. Now this is really a show-me game for both of these schools. A&M survived their test against Colorado, and then Colorado gets blown out at home by Minnesota. Then they have not looked very good on offense. Arkansas, on the other hand, is playing really physical. They're running the ball well. This, to me, the back and forth in these games, I think it's like six out of the last eight times these schools have played, it's been decided by one score. And I think it's going to be similar to this. The line's 5.5. I like Arkansas to win this outright. I also like them laying the 5.5 points, getting the 5.5 points. So that's the one to me that I've got circled. I think a lot has been made. People wrote off Texas after that loss to Arkansas. I think the change back to Casey Thompson at quarterback was the right decision, just based on how Hudson Card played. I think the moment looked too big for him, and Casey Thompson looks comfortable. This one stands out to me because if Texas can win this game convincingly against Tech, and then they go beat TCU, all of a sudden they're right back in the conversation in the Big 12. So this one has more meaning than I think people are giving it credit.
Talking with college football analyst Taylor McHarg. Taylor, the latest Heisman odds have been updated, and Ole Miss quarterback Matt Corral is now way up at the top of that list right there with Bryce Young and some others. They have an off week this week, 2 weeks to prepare for Alabama. And what we saw last week, Alabama looked a little bit more human playing a tight one with Florida. They get an easier one this week against Southern Miss. But I know the game is still a week away, but an early thought, in your opinion, does Ole Miss have a chance going into Tuscaloosa next week?
Absolutely. And I think you got to go back to last season when Ole Miss had nothing on defense and they gave Alabama a run for it. Ole Miss is, they're still not, this by no means is an elite defense, but they've made strides in a big way from what they had last season. And Matt Corral, what Ole Miss does better than anybody in the country is they take advantage of the full field. They get guys in space and they go sideline to sideline, and they do it truly better than anybody. And you'll see, they'll use jet sweep motion to get people on the edge. They'll have the back going the opposite direction, and then they'll have tight ends going right up the seams. And you're stressing all parts of the field, and that's really difficult to cover if you can protect it. And so far, they've been able to protect it. The challenge for Ole Miss in that game is Alabama is going to do everything they can. They're going to come after Corral all game. And there's going to be looks that Corral will see from Alabama that they have not seen any other time this season, and they probably won't see it any other time unless they play Georgia. So I like that he is, I think Corral is deserving to be in the one spot for the Heisman. I think right now, if it was me also, I wouldn't even put out a Heisman poll until midway through the season. I think it's still too early, but he's playing phenomenal football, and that's going to be, Alabama will be favored in that game, but that's a game that Ole Miss could go in and win.
Talking with Taylor McHarg. Taylor, I know you're tight on time. You want to just give us one lock of the weekend in the SEC if you had to pick one?
I'm taking Arkansas straight up in that game against A&M. The last thing I'll say, I wish very badly, I'm going to keep saying this every week until they stop doing this. Whoever's listening that's a decision maker, stop putting these games at a neutral site. Nobody wants this game at Jerry World. This game should be in Arkansas or at Kyle Field. Stop putting games at SoFi Stadium and the Mercedes-Benz Superdome and Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta. Or I guess it's now the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. But you get my point. Let these games be on campus. Everybody wants that to happen. Look a couple weeks ago how much different A&M going to Boulder would have been versus Mile High Stadium where the Broncos play. Where they play in Boulder, where Colorado plays, is one of the best venues in college football. And we missed out on that for them to play where the Broncos play, and they couldn't sell it out. I hate that. And I think most kids would tell you that's one of the best parts. When you look on your schedule, I remember vividly, and you commit and you look ahead at where am I going to get to play over the next 4 or 5 years? What is the non-conference games that have already been committed to? But even though it's a neutral site game, I'll still take Arkansas over A&M.
Taylor, I know you got to run, man. Thanks so much for the time.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, there he is. It's Taylor McHarg, longtime college football analyst. Used to play college football, play quarterback at Rice, but covers college football as a whole, keeps up with the SEC, and love to get his perspective every week. Appreciate it, Taylor. Appreciate our guest, Lynn Scarborough, as well. We'll be back on Monday recapping everything that was week 4 in the SEC. Reminder to subscribe, and you can catch us on YouTube as well. We got a video version of the podcast. Appreciate you guys for subscribing and listening. And thanks again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Quick reminder, check out Locked On Bets, rather, presented by BetOnline.ag. Lee Sterling giving you some picks of the day. If you don't like our picks, go get Lee's picks with Locked On Bets. I'm Chris Gordy. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys on Monday.